B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Reputation of Bills fans nationwide, throwing Santa, breaking tables as video after video goes viral.
Drunkenness, it's insane what I saw in the video. People could get hurt.
And now, Orchard Park police are investigating a video that apparently shows a man and woman having sex yesterday in a private lot. Lot owners say they have to keep a watchful eye.
I'm walking up and down the rows, talking to my customers to make it more of a family atmosphere.
Lot owners and houses near the stadium even have extra insurance just in case someone gets hurt. Some limit RVs.
A group of people in an RV, one's driving, the rest are drinking, and that's not a good formula.
Charles Sontag says bad behavior is rare, but it's important to stop it right away.
But we'll ban them for a couple weeks or sometimes for a season.
He says bad fan behavior usually happens in lots without enough manpower to watch tailgaters.
Oh, you got to keep an eye out and be alert.
Orchard Park police recently increased patrol. Plainclothes officers and patrol units man the streets and lots not associated with the Bills.
But it's almost going viral right out of the gate. It's almost real time. In some cases, that has helped us because we've been able to use some of those social media avenues.
The Bills have this message, quote, "We continue to encourage our fans to act responsibly both inside the stadium and in the parking lots."
Oh, you know what, Dan, I'm sorry. Maybe instead of this song, we need to be playing...
The Bills make me wanna shout, to kick your heels up and shout, throw your hands up and shout, to throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now.
Hey, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And how exciting is it to be a Buffalo Bills fan? And by the way, you can watch Joe Murray on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub. And I like that everyone involved in that was talking the creepiest voice possible. But they were just saying, yeah, we can let them. We'll ban them for a couple weeks.
Their faces match their voices, Fred. I mean, that is Buffalo just in a nutshell. You couldn't have gotten a better minute and 10-second snap of what a Buffalo Bills fan is like. And this weekend, first of all, that's, to me, one of the two best games of the weekend. It's the Colts versus Bills is going to be fun to watch. And actually, both the good ones, in my opinion, are on Saturday, because then Saturday night is the Bucks versus Washington. The other ones are pretty good. I mean, I don't care at all about the Rams, Seahawks, Bears, Saints, and Ravens, Titans will be good. And the Browns, Steelers, I think the Steelers are going to run away with that one. But I could be wrong. But that game is going to be interesting. And what's also wild about it is that, Fred, with this, the Bills, all season long, they haven't allowed any fans in. But the Chris Cuomo, or not Chris Cuomo, Mario Cuomo, whatever. Who's the Cuomo? Who's the mayor or the governor? Andrew Cuomo.
You don't,
there's so many
you don't
Cuomos.
Know his name.
Too
I mean,
many
he's,
Cuomos.
He's America's mayor, Rich. He's well, America's mayor.
Well, he has said, you know, for the first time, we're going to allow some fans in there. They've allowed 6,000, and what was great is that immediately all of the fans said F you, Andrew Cuomo, and there's a petition to Andrew Cuomo not being able to go to the game. They're all trying to petition that he can't go. He says
yeah,
he's going
America's
to be there.
America's mayor. they get to go to the game, and but they only should be able to go if it should be based on how many fluid ounces they can drink out of a woman's butt.
Well, that I mean, is... usually that's the requirement, you know, yes. In order to at least make it into the parking lot of one of those games. But there, this is a weird scenario that has been set up. So the way it worked was that I think it's just over 6,000 tickets were released to this game. And obviously, Bills fans are freaking out. You know, they want to go to the playoffs. This is a rarity. So they had to go online and try to get their tickets. But once they got their tickets, starting yesterday, they had to show up. At is it still New Era Field? Is that what they still call it? They had to show up to New Era Field and get a COVID test and pass before they're allowed to go back on Saturday. So I'm not quite sure how that works. If on Wednesday, I think was when they first started, you end up testing negative, and then I'm sure nothing can change for them. But either way, they're trying to cover all their bases. Here is a news report from Buffalo just from yesterday.
Russ Desiderio and Rob Parente are lifelong friends, and they say that they've been season ticket holders for 18 years. Their time slot to buy tickets was 11 this morning. Here's video of the moment they got tickets. Now they await further details on getting a COVID test outside Bills Stadium next week.
That's the only time I'm going to leave my home, is to get the test.
As for getting a COVID test, BioReference, the testing company that's been hired by the NFL, will test Bills fans next week. They're looking at Monday to set up 30 lanes of testing, which will start on Wednesday or Thursday of next week. BioReference acknowledges there will be fans who buy tickets who then end up testing positive for the virus. Those fans cannot transfer their tickets, but they can get refunds for their tickets and the parking fee, not the COVID test.
And I'm sure they'll be fine with that. By the way, a line full of cars waiting for a COVID test in Buffalo in January might be the most depressing scene one could paint with their mind.
Well,
and on the video,
lucky.
It looked just exactly the way you think it. Very depressing.
If they're lucky it was not a herpes test, or I have a feeling that no one would be able to get into the game. But they are not testing for that. I wonder if they're just... if they did, like, sneak in some other tests in there, and they're just a, it's a big ruse to find out what's happening when the rapture comes down, exactly. What's
going to
be going on?
A couple paternity tests thrown in there, Fred?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of backdoor screening going on over there in Buffalo. Yes, it should be interesting. Yeah, that seems like a horrible waste of time. That's manpower they might be using to vaccinate people, if I can speak out of line. But
all right, so Fred, your Jets are out, your Lions are out, and obviously the Patriots are out. Who is your do you have an emotional favorite here? Is there somebody that you are pulling for and that you would indeed like to see in the Super Bowl?
I will tell you this, is that I am one of these people that is rooting against Tom Brady. In every scenario, I am rooting against him. I never cared for him. And I continue not to care for him. It will be funny to see him not shake hands with Alex Smith or whatever retread that they throw out there for Washington. So
if Washington wins, yeah.
Yes. If Washington, oh no, if Brady wins, oh yes, then there will be hugs and handshakes galore. But in terms of a team, I kind of want the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl just because everyone crapped on them so badly after they lost three games in a row. But, I mean, in terms of an emotional – I don't want the Bills to win because I don't, again, want the rapture. That's a sign of bad things to come.
If it wasn't COVID times, I would say it would be the greatest thing ever. Like, 'cause you would want to see just what would happen in the city of Buffalo and what would happen at a Super Bowl parade there. It would be the greatest Super Bowl parade of all time.
Well, you're missing the point of them being in Tampa where the two worlds collide and they realize they have so much in common.
Trash.
They're brothers from
trash.
The north. Exactly. They just like Wonder Twin powers activate. Trash.
Right, because just put a heavy jacket on the Jacksonville lady, and she would fit just fine.
Oh,
right across the street from New Era.
If she was sitting in a lawn chair in someone's lawn right by the stadium, yeah, you would think she was a Bills fan. You couldn't. She would pass the eye test. Oh yeah, you get them down in Florida. Woo wee! I mean, that's the thing.
Lemon. You did
that's right. Don't
those
take it to the
fried
limit.
Cheese sticks and you know buffalo wings. Are you full?
Certainly not.
They'll be doing redheaded slut shots on Ybor City and just looking at each other, sizing each other up. And at first, they're kind of confused and they don't know. And then they start circling each other around and they see maybe there's something here.
It's absolutely. Buffalo South, is what you're saying.
Tampa. Oh, Tampa Bay and Buffalo. You get the two together, and I'll tell you, it's going to be something else. Look out,
you can't
strippers.
Have a newcomer come in
and
steal a show.
See, I don't root against Tom Brady, but I root against Antonio Brown. So, as a matter of fact, it's really – my dislike of Antonio Brown is so high that I can't root for a team with Rob Gronkowski. And I love Rob Gronkowski. As a matter of fact, I hope Rob Gronkowski Gronkowski is amazing. And by the way, if you step back and look at this season of Rob Gronkowski, it gets amazing. He played every game. Yeah. He was healthy. He looked good. Maybe there's something to this CBD stuff he was pushing, but I mean, whatever he has done this season to stay healthy, it worked. And I know that also there's, you know, something to be said that, you know, he didn't have to do as much as he did when he was here. You know, the ball's being spread around a decent amount and maybe the load's not as bad. But I mean, it, for that guy, from what we've seen him go through, to last an entire season and play well throughout the season, dude, that's impressive. I don't know if you're him, whether or not you can make this your last season. I know that that's obviously an emotional thing, but he seems to also be enjoying this as well. So yeah, you probably amazing. Have not seen the last of him.
It's amazing when you're enjoying yourself and you're motivated how many games you can play. Joe, hello.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm rooting for the Titans if you asked.
Okay.
That's your emotional favorite. And they're a likable team. I love Mike Vrabel. I think it's hysterical that Ryan Tannehill is now a very good quarterback. And how can you not like Derrick Henry? And, of course, they're playing against Baltimore, which I hope loses as well. But is there another reason why you are all in on Tennessee?
Underdogs, underdogs, underdogs. I want to bet on all the underdogs except for Washington.
So, Tennessee's not an underdog, though, are they in that game?
3.5-point dogs.
Really, are they? Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, the way that right now the Baltimore is, they're like been very good since that Cleveland win. They've played outstanding, and Dobbins has been awesome.
Yeah, Lamar's kind of back to who he was over the past several games, but I still don't believe it.
Tennessee rolled them earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at a player prop over 120 rushing yards for Derrick Henry this week, and I'm thinking about going over on it.
Ooh.
And I'm fading New Orleans. I don't know. I don't believe in New Orleans. I think every year they choke in the playoffs.
This weekend you don't believe in New Orleans?
I mean, I think they'll beat the Bears. I do. Overall, though, the only one that, like, the Rams lost to the Jets, right? Would it be surprise anyone if they beat Seattle this week? The only thing is Jared Goff has that injury. Seattle's so good at home. Like, that's like the one game I really like. I think Seattle, it went 12-4. It was quiet, but their last four or five games, they've only given up 78 points. Their defense has been much improved, so I think they're a sleeper to watch.
There's no, this. The only thing that kind of sucks is there's not like a team that I'm passionately rooting against. And every season there seems to be one, because the Cleveland Browns, if they win, it's going to be funny because I know Fred's going to lose his mind. And yeah. I know, because the further Baker Mayfield goes, the more Fred's going to lose it. So I root for good shows and I root for good content, so I've got no problem with that.
I haven't even considered that the idea that Cleveland would win that game. And Baker Mayfield's score rookie card, only worth like $1.99. By the way, Joe, a big Slurpee and Empanada guy at 7-Eleven.
Oh, you're reading the chat. Yeah, so somebody was asking me.
I just did.
Somebody was asking me about, they get like, you know, food from, like, Rich, you probably got 7-Eleven food in your day, right? Like,
oh, my God, dude, I lived off 7-Eleven food.
Yeah, so I used to go to Alewife and, you know, I'd get like empanadas at the stand there. Or if I went to 7-Eleven, I got a big gulp Slurpee. That was like my big thing.
I never feared the hot dog. People fear the hot dog roller, never feared those. But the best thing that you could get there, it wasn't anything that they were cooking, but I just loved getting the pack of Lunchables because they were sealed.
Ooh, yeah.
You just stack them suckers and filling. You get two packs of Lunchables and you were set.
This is what's going on during the Twitch. You know, we're talking salsa.
Because on Twitter I saw that you were upset that you stepped away for your phone call, that you were upset at the show.
Did I write that?
No, but someone said after Doloff or whatever put at Joe.
Oh yeah, they did the Robert De Niro smacking the payphone after dude gets whacked. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's how I felt for a minute.
You were upset at us.
Well, yeah, I was just, you know, I'm here. I had something to do, and I thought that we could just get over it without mentioning it.
So
I'm over it. We're over it.
Wait,
it's Friday.
Wait, so what I should have done when I turned on Twitch and saw that you weren't there was said nothing.
Fred, I know it's great content, but I'm telling you, I was, yeah, Joe wasn't there. Where'd Joe go? I know you're going to ask about it. I know.
Unfortunately, what I saw.
I prepared our producer earlier and said, listen, I might have to step away at 8:30 for a minute. And I did. I was only gone. I was gone for 1 minute. No, you didn't fail.
I failed to pass that along.
Oh, okay. All right.
I did. So you're not mad at me and Fred then. You're mad at Dan.
There was, since we're in the communications business and all, the communication, I think, might have just went off the rails a little bit.
Okay.
So I tried to cover my ass. I probably should have texted you guys, hey, at 8:30, I'm going to be gone for 1 minute and 30 seconds, and now I'm back.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seemed that you got upset. I don't know really what we did that would have made you so upset.
No, I did not get upset. I saw when he beat up the phone. That's how I felt for a second, and I laughed.
Yeah. You get upset about things. I don't quite know why. There are some times that you get upset, and I'm like, why is he upset?
No, only thing I was ever upset about was one time I heard that you were burying us, and then I went and listened to it because I was told I should have listened.
Oh, you did listen to it.
I ended up going back because I won't, you know, because Rich said not to comment on something I haven't listened to. So I listened to it, and I said, all right, maybe it was part of the show. But okay. We talked that one out.
Yeah, we did talk that one out. But I'll tell you, you two bankroll
boys. Come on, Dan, Dan is way different than me. Dan freaks out about anything.
That's true. Well, he does freak out a lot. He does. And he's very vocal on Twitter about it.
Like, if I lose a bet, I'm like, yeah, I suck. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my bet lost. Oh, well. You know, on to the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But you're right. You know, one of the things in 2021 I'm trying to do better is not I'm trying to handle things like you would, you know?
More mindful. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Mindful, my friend. Meditation. That's where we're all at. We're just living in this present moment. Let's not create a story in our brains, because all memories are our stories, and all the future is a anxiety-ridden tale of what-ifs that will probably never occur.
Do we have Mike on line two?
Well, I don't even know. Let's go to Mike on line two. Mike, you're a radio consultant?
Yes, I'm a radio consultant, and I think a great move is when a member of your show leaves to work on their second job on the air, and I think that's great for ratings in radio and just overall production of the show, and I just say keep it up, guys.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, it'd be great if the guy that worked full-time could, like, come to work. So then the guy that's here part-time wouldn't have to do double duty, dude. How about that, Mr. Consultant Dick?
Yeah, you dick. How dare
but again,
you.
I want to be more mindful in 2021, so I won't say
it. We'll listen. I gotta say, it is funny that John is never at work. That is funny. But who am I to talk? I blew out a tire, and our program director is doing me a favor by having me not have to rent a car. So I do appreciate that. So I am working from home today. Hopefully for the last time in maybe forever that I'll be working from home. That would be nice. That would be a nice thing. That means things are getting back to normal. All right. We will be back. And Joe is going to take some time, and he's going to focus on the breath and just live in the very present and clear his mind of all what-ifs and what-haves. We will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vons and Sugar Dons can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from Christian Chenji, Bezzini, Seven, Showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte, Jigga, let's keep for what this
world 98.5 Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich, and I know that, I don't know if you guys have heard about this or not, but I think you have. Adam, go ahead on line one. Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. So I know that 2020 has been horrible, and I don't want to bring it down anymore, but Caillou has been canceled.
Yes. Yeah, that something that my kids show. Never got into. So yeah.
Caillou has been canceled, but there is John Dillermand from Denmark. Mm-hmm. He's a savior. He has a 15-foot penis, maybe longer. He can tame lions. He can float with balloons with his penis. He can steal ice cream cones. I mean, it's beautiful, and it will teach your children about pee-pee.
All right, so this is a show in Denmark that is real, and it is a big hit, and it's not a surprise. And it's a show for little kids, and it's about this guy who's got a magical, like the man said, 13-foot penis, and he can corral things and protect children from monsters and things like that with his penis. And what happens, in what's beautiful, what happened is in Denmark, you know, because whenever something hits you culturally, people have to go, how will this benefit me the most? Is there a way I can angle what exists into a narrative that benefits me? So the conservative people there, the righteous people, there are some people that said, this is horrible. How can you have this for children? And what happened is the reaction has been an onslaught on the naysayers, and the penis has won, as you could have projected. And so now there's like 400,000 people in Denmark are watching it, which is like, you know, 90% of their population. And it is it's a tremendous success.
Well, here's the one thing. When I saw this story, I didn't actually feel that shocked. And the reason is because, you know, I just went there last year. I went to Denmark. And if there's anything I know about that culture, it's that they take your private parts as being no big deal. Now, this isn't a sexual show. Like, the thing he does, it's like basically like an arm. Like, he picks up bad guys and throws them around. And he, like, you know, there's one thing where, as the guy said, you know, there's balloons attached to it and he's floating over the sky. But, you know, when I was over there, first of all, prostitution to an extent is legal. It's one of those countries that has that. But the other thing that was the most shocking, like, I mean, I've heard of, you know, places like Amsterdam. I've never heard of this. There's certain parks that are designated that you are allowed to fornicate out in the open in this certain park.
Yeah.
And I actually read the reasoning behind it and why.
Only foot jobs in DA's park.
The only rule was that you couldn't do it. You had to wait until like an hour or 2 hours after school was over, because they didn't want there to be like kids going to the playground or anything like that. And to witness that. But I think after something like 6 p.m., like, you know, basically it's open season and you can do it right out in the open in front of everyone. And this park isn't hidden in some place. It was right in the middle. It was right next to my hotel, actually. It was like right in the middle of the city.
Oh, look at Rich in the window.
How about that?
Spanking it around a little bit.
But I'll tell you,
as shocking as this may be, close to half of the world's population has penises. So it is, I mean, to inform a youngster of the idea that penises exist is shocking for a children's show. You mean to tell me there's penises? Well, I guess I was going to wait till they were 18 to tell them about that.
Have you watched any of this, or have you just read about it?
Yes, I've seen a little bit of it. Yeah.
All right. It looks like W.B. Mason in like a striped Where's Waldo wife beater, you know, like one of these like tank tops. And
it's like an old school swimming suit, like from the 1920s, like what dudes used to wear to the beach.
Yeah.
Like an old-time weightlifter.
Right.
Where they would lift the triangular barbells, yes.
It is very, I mean, it's the visual of it's pretty funny. And I don't know whether this is something that will, you know, Comedy Central or Adult Swim, rather, will end up airing it.
I don't even think it's funny for adults. I think it's whoa, Joe. They just, look, I just put the camera on Joe.
What? I'm right here. What are you talking about? I'm listening to you guys talk about a long penis.
Yes, well, it's a cartoon long penis.
Yes.
It is. Okay. I'm just making sure you're okay.
What happened?
Joe's just got his head in his hands like he's just miserable.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm sitting here listening.
Your mic's on, buddy.
Yes. You're talking about a long-ass penis, and I'm listening.
If we were at dinner, and we were all having a conversation, and you were in that position with your head in your hands, I would think that you had been shot with some sort of substance that makes you pass out. Like,
you know,
Fred,
gun. If you were in the studio, would you watch Twitch?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, I'm not in the studio. I'll be the first to admit it. Rick did me a solid by letting me broadcast from home today. But, I mean, that doesn't – I'm just looking at you. I want to make sure you're okay.
I am outstanding. I'm listening. Go on. It's
okay.
Good.
All right. Because it's
I want to hear more about the long penis.
Because Lockhart put the Twitch camera right on you. He put it like a supreme close-up, so blame him. No, but the outcries against it, I think, they don't show the penis, obviously. It's not a nude drawing of penis. But, I mean, at one point, your children are going to find out that men have penises. It's going to be, and it's going to be mind-blowing. So, yes, we're very uptight as a culture. And if it was on Comedy Central, I don't think any adult, I think, because the way it was to me is I saw a clip of it, and you're like, oh, that's interesting that they did that. And then it's boring because it's a kid's show.
It looks like
it's a kid's show.
It moves at the pace of Gumby. Like, it's like the stop, very slow stop motion type thing. And you're like,
well, it's Danish. It's like Danish public television. So it's got a budget of like 10 cents.
Like German public television, one of the biggest shows over there when I went to Germany was, and this was like a show that was on in prime time, you know, like around 9:30 at night, is about this talking piece of toast that's the lead singer of a heavy metal band. And it's like a puppet in a world full of like normal people, but it's like a huge show. I don't even know what it's called, but it's like, and like every once in a while, all of a sudden the toast will be on stage. And it's singing like Rammstein songs.
Well, they have a rule in Germany that Rammstein has to be represented by at least 25% of their programming. So that's no
surprise. And that's a rule that should be an American rule as well.
Well, they were supposed to come, and they couldn't because of this damn COVID. But I am on the side of the penis cartoon. I would not, when my children were young, if their knowledge that the penis did exist in the world would not have freaked me
out. There's a wrestler who has a finishing move that he holds a penis.
Now, is this in the this isn't in the WWE?
No, no.
This is the Attitude Era of the WWF?
Nope. I'm trying to find his name, but yeah, it's like an act. Like that's like his like big thing. He grabs the junk
of the opponent.
His name is Joey Ryan.
Okay,
and he finishes off his opponent using only his penis. He grabs it, and the crowd goes nuts, and then the wrestler goes along with it.
Okay, well, that's interesting. You know, the Iron Sheik became aroused while giving Hulk Hogan the camel clutch in WrestleMania 1.
That's
true. That is true. Yep, we've seen the video now.
He became wildly aroused while doing that.
So hang on. In this wrestling thing, that's his finishing move? And so basically the other guy's got to learn to go, go-go-go-go-any, and, like, make that face?
Yes. And I think it might be they grab his. I'm trying to.
Okay,
so he makes them grab him.
I'm watching it. Yeah,
he's gonna learn how to cross his eyes and go ay ay ay.
Yeah, he gets in a stance and like holds it. And he's like rah. And then someone just grabs it. You know,
yo goodness. So
yeah, just Google Joey Ryan wrestler penis
finisher.
Yeah,
okay. So the finishing move is they grab his penis. Okay,
okay.
Yes. So he puts the hand on his penis.
They put it on his.
Okay, so how would that be his? That's how he gets pinned.
Yeah, it's a unique finishing move in Japan, and I'm watching it right now. Uses his penis to win a test of strength.
So there's like a womp womp sound effect. He goes, "Holy guacamole!
Someone's got the family jewels."
Now I need to see this. I need you to find a clip of this. And
I have a clip right
there.
Here. I can post it out to you.
Tweet it out because during the commercial break, I need to see this.
Yeah.
How does
you would
this
think
look?
Where we are in the world that there would be more room for a penis discussion? It appears that. We are too uptight for the Danish cartoon about penises as a culture. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the old stackaroo?
Well, we got your odds for each team to make the Super Bowl for Mr. Joe Murray. Jeff Bezos, no longer the richest and hunkiest man in the world. And what is the greatest single episode of television of all time?
Oh, well, we will have all that for you coming up in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. And I just saw what Joe was talking about during the break. There's a wrestler named Joey Ryan. He's wrestling in Japan. And this wrestler named Don Shoko Dino grabs his penis. And Joey Ryan says, "Wrong move, bucko." And just by flexing his chest muscles, he's able to essentially paralyze Don Shoko Dino through the power of what is emanating from his penis. And then, without even touching him, but just moving his hand in a certain motion, he's able to flip Don Shoko Dino and end the match, it would appear. So, Joey Ryan, don't grab his penis, or he'll be able to flip you without touching you.
And I should mention that Joey Ryan, scumbag, he had some issues this year. So, he is the guy who does a move, but a lot of off-ring, out-of-the-ring issues at the moment.
Is that why he's in Japan?
Well, he was in WWE at sometimes as like a jobber. There's a lot of lawsuits going on in wrestling for stuff outside.
Well, you know what's depressing is that the clip that I saw first, because you tweeted one and one of our listeners did too, is Mick Foley getting flipped by this guy's member. And that just depressed me. Like Mick Foley, one of the biggest names in wrestling, that he's now doing these things like what looked like a very small gym. Like, is that what Mick Foley's up to now? I thought he made like a ton of money writing Christmas books and things.
But they go to like event, like they like support these other, it's like indie shows. Like, that's how these guys make money. Like, yeah,
but you make Mick Foley be the "I got flipped by a guy's junk" dude? Like, that's usually some other, you don't do that to Mick Foley. That seems a little depressing.
Try to put him over, you know?
Don't humiliate him.
I guess so. Well, that
leave the humiliation to me.
Yeah, well, by the way, some good news.
I would be your dog.
That's not a very nice thing. This just came out last night. Apparently, Moderna's CEO came out and said that their vaccine, it's looking like the protection may last years. So, awesome. That would be fantastic. And I know that I think that there's not a lot of dissimilarity between the Moderna vaccine and some of the other ones, so hopefully it's the same way. That would be nice.
That's right. When we finally get vaccinated in 2035, we'll know all about it. Rolling out, I'll tell you what, they can't get these vaccines in people's arms fast enough. I mean, it's like it's became who do you know that has it to who don't you know that has it? Woo wee.
Well, the
man
odds
with a plan.
The odds to make the Super Bowl have been released out there in Vegas. Actually, this is the odds to win the Super Bowl. And right now, no surprise, Kansas City Chiefs, they are the best odds to win at +225. Behind them, the Green Bay Packers. And then it gets interesting. Take a guess at all the teams that are left. Freddie T, who is in third?
Okay, I am going to say the team in third place is the New Orleans Saints.
Nope, they are in fourth place. The Buffalo Bills are in third.
Buffalo Bills, baby.
Take a look at their three losses, too. So they had one where they lost to the Chiefs, okay. And then there was one that was against the Cardinals, which it took
the
best play of the year for that to happen. And then I think the first one, wasn't that against the – was it the Titans? Who did they play? The other one was another, like, kind of weird, fluky, not a fluky win, but it was another tough one. But yeah, so you've only had three losses, and all three of them you can look at and go, well, all right.
They also played the Jets like crap. They also could have lost to the Patriots one time if it wasn't
for a mistimed, Fred.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll see. We'll see how they do in the playoffs. We'll see big day. We'll see. Listen, I've been wrong about things before. We'll see if big play Josh Allen, the kid that was that size with that arm in high school that couldn't get recruited by a D1 school. We'll see.
You're right, Fred. This postseason could ruin everything that they've built this year because, I mean, they've got to prove everything right now. It's amazing how the whole narrative can go away with one embarrassing loss either in this round or the next one. And all of a sudden, I mean, the respect of the Buffalo Bill franchise is on a thread right now because we talked to Aqib Talib yesterday about, you know, are they at the point where they can actually get free agents to come to Buffalo? And he's like, I don't know, man. They're getting close. And if you blow it in the playoffs, all that goodwill and all that, you know, potential that you had, it's going to be tough to earn back, man. So, especially when they played as well as they did, which they have. So, you got the Saints in fourth, and then they got the Buccaneers at plus 1,000. After that, it goes Ravens, Seahawks, Steelers, pretty far down the list for a team that started off undefeated for a while. Tennessee Titans. Boy, Tennessee Titans at plus 2,800 seems like a pretty decent value. Then you go Rams, Colts, Cleveland Browns, Chicago Bears, and right now the Washington football team at plus 10,000. Is that am I right in thinking, Joe, that the Titans are the best value pick on that list?
They got to get through this week. See, I'd fade a wild card team just for the fact that wild card teams generally don't win the Super Bowl, but only one team, you know, two teams got the bye this year. Anything can happen. It's COVID, but I'm going with the old square in the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Well, we talked about this a second ago in the tease. The IMDb, they have put together the 10 highest rated episodes in television history. Not the entire show, just the singular episode. I am very upset to find out that none of my three picks are on here. There's, and I'm being serious when I say this, I very rarely watch a television show and then we'll go back and watch like a older episodes. I watched the entire Breaking Bad a second time. I did that because the first time I watched it, my wife didn't see it and I was like, it's that good. You got to watch it with me. But there's like a couple episodes that like anytime I just want to laugh, I'll put on the Animals episode of Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule. That makes me laugh my ass off every time. The fourth episode of the first season of True Detective might be one of the best hours of television that I've ever seen. That's the one with that single camera shot where they go through that shootout in the hood. And episode 8 of Twin Peaks The Return is just bat crap crazy. It's one of the best hours of TV. None of those on this list, Fred. Any guesses as to what one of the 10 highest rated single episodes, what would be on this list in television
history? The contest in Seinfeld.
That's a great guess. That is not on the list. I will start off.
Are any comedies on the list?
Yeah, there are a couple comedies.
A couple. Oh, so they're getting very serious.
Actually, there is one comedy, now that I look at it.
Oh,
the
Archie Bunker where Edith was assaulted.
No, that is not on there.
The Good Times where John Amos died.
damn. There's a little bit of recency bias, it seems, on this list. So where, I would stick
the
around.
The Blossom where Joey runs away.
Whoa.
No, not
the
on the
Small
list.
Wonder where Small Wonder runs away.
No, that is not on
the
there.
The Different Strokes where Arnold is kidnapped.
No, that is not.
The Different Strokes there. Where his sister is kidnapped.
No.
The Different Strokes where his stepbrother is kidnapped.
No, Fred.
Oh, none of those are on there. Okay.
Is this HBO you said? Dan.
What's that?
HBO you said?
Is HBO on there? Yeah.
How about True Detective?
No, that one is not on there. That's one of my favorites. So I'll give you a couple. I'll start at number 10. There are a few things on here that you've probably never heard of or watched. At number 10, there's a Doctor Who episode. At number 9, Rick and Morty, the Rick Lantis mix-up. That had a 9.8 out of 10 on IMDb. I've never really watched Rick and Morty. The things, a little bit I've seen of it, it seems okay. It seems fine. It's one of those shows that I'm sure that the more you watch it, the more you like it. At number 8, Person of Interest. That's like an NBC show, right? It's like a CSI
no, you
type
gotta,
thing.
We need Wallach. Where's Wallach when you need him? He devours those hour-long network shows. He loves them.
He likes a lot of Mark Harmon in his life and people like that.
He's like Murder, She Wrote. Off the air, where do we go?
He's a Hawaii 5-0 guy. That's right.
That's right.
At number 7, there's an episode of Hannibal, which I heard is supposed to be a pretty good
show.
That's
another network show. Good for the networks.
I don't think Hannibal is a network show, is it?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I think so, yes. I'm almost positive.
British show. No, okay, with Mads Mikkelsen or whatever it is. Number six, Mr. Robot, the 407 proxy authentication required episode.
Oh, that was a really good one.
And now we get to ones that you may have actually heard of. At number five, I'll give you this hint. It has aired within the last month, and it's at number five.
It is aired. It is aired live on television. Like it's not a
streamed.
Streaming.
It's but it debuted in a stream within the last month.
Cobra Kai.
And it's a good guess, but I watched it. I watched it the day it came out.
I have no idea.
That would be The Mandalorian, Chapter 16, The Rescue, the final episode of Season 2. That has a 9.9 out of 10 on the old IMDb scale.
Esoteric, all fired up. He was going crazy after watching that.
It's pretty damn good. That is the number five highest rated episode in television history.
Yeah, Joe was on the air with me. I mean, the joy that was coming out of Esoteric after he saw that episode made me question everything in my life.
Mm-hmm. Outside, right? With his Star Wars stuff?
Better get in on it.
He was outside playing with like Star Wars figurines. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Get it? You know, the beginning of the season was just the Mandalorian showing up and then saying, I'll help you if you help me on this quest. And that was like five episodes of that, and then it got really good. So there you go. That is number five. Number four, Chernobyl, which is a show that is supposed to be unbelievable, or a mini series that HBO had, but it's so depressing that I don't want to watch it. There's an episode on there that's at number four highest rated on IMDb. I'm surprised nobody has guessed anything from Game of Thrones. Are you guys not Game of Thrones guys?
I love Game of Thrones.
The one where they chop off the fella's balls?
Yes, it's called
Red Wedding.
Red Wedding is not the one that they chose, but there's two or three that I always hear people say are the best one. Joe Murray, can you take another guess?
Red Wedding.
Think fighting.
Oh, what was that ultimate war fighting war called?
The Battle of the Bastards. That comes in at number three on IMDb's highest rated episodes of television history. A show you've never heard of called Attack on Titan, with an episode called Hero, comes in at number two. And at number one, and I agree, this deserves to be high on this list because it's nearly perfect. And that is Breaking Bad, Ozymandias, the second to the penultimate episode. At the end of that series, it's a perfect episode in what I believe to be a near perfect television show.
What a wasted exercise that was by IMDb. I mean, just 100 years of television, and that's what they pulled out.
No, those are the ones that are the highest rated. Like that's just what their ratings are.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'll be on Sunday during the games 1-5 gambling and talking live about all the games this Sunday here on the Sports Hub.
All right. If you want some gambling picks from Joe Murray, go ahead and get at that. You can. And the fantasy show on Sunday.
Yep. Mike, yep.
Mike Lockhart has got that for you from 8 to 10. All right, everyone, enjoy their weekend and enjoy John Wallach while him and Brian Robb honk it up tonight during the Celtics game. That'll
Bye,
do it
Rich.
For us.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Thanks for filling in the last couple days. It's always been a pleasure.
All right, that'll do it for us. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.